Track 102. Jim Norton talks about his practice.
My name is Jim Norton. I'm the artist behind the Objects in Stereo exhibition. I make stereoscopic images using a very old form of 3D viewing. I'm a medium height and build white male, very short brown hair, and most often seen out with my Border Terrier companion. I first came across stereoscopy whilst researching a project on the First World War. I stumbled across some moth-eaten stereo cards with side-by-side images of trench warfare and read that they should make a single three-dimensional image when observed through a stereoscopic viewer. I bought a vintage Holmes viewer, popped one of the cards in, and boom, literally, in the case of the image, I was in the Somme, 1916. It was an amazing, thrilling, and strangely moving experience, which was greatly added to by the intimacy of the viewing experience. Holmes viewers have an eye hood which cuts out the outside world entirely, so it's just you looking into this little three-dimensional scene in history. It feels visceral and somehow real, like you're watching the past with a telescope. It's a unique experience, especially the historical cards. I love the physical and biological aspects of stereoscopy, as well as the thrilling feeling of the effect, and I wondered if there was a way to bring it into my practice. Could I make prints for the wall, and would it be possible to see them in three dimensions? I discovered that it was, but creating the mirror viewers needed for the large-scale prints was challenging, to say the least, taking months of trial and error. Eventually, I came up with a couple of viewer options for both print and card viewing, and even a way to make stereoscopic books. I even grew to appreciate the difficulty of the medium and the fact that the only way to experience the effect was in the gallery. It cannot be replicated online or in magazines or social media, so it's almost impossible to get any press or reviews. I like the sense of stubbornness in using a very old medium that cannot easily be translated by modern digital media.
The stereo viewer used by visitors is a rectangular black box, about 15 centimetres across and 5 centimetres in height, with a handle placed centrally so that the viewer can be held up in front of the eyes. Two small circular eye holes are let into the side of the box that's placed against the face. There is also a wrist strap on the base of the handle.
I produce these stereo images using a modern digital camera on a slider, taking one picture for the left and one for the right eye, with a distance of approximately 6.5 centimetres in between to represent the gap between them. Each image therefore looks slightly different, and when you look through the mirror viewer, your brain will ask itself what it's looking at. It should then trick itself into answering that it's a single three-dimensional object.
This photograph shows a single object twice over. The images set a little apart. The object is a creamy yellow tobacco pipe resting on a neutral surface, but it is a playful as well as a functional object, resembling a duck or a similar bird. The pipe is upside down relative to the orientation in which you'd hold it in the mouth. It's balanced on the open end of the bowl, with the stem shooting off to the right. The bowl of the pipe is carved into delicate feathers and is decorated with a beady black eye. The glossy black of the stem completes the illusion, becoming a beak. At first glance, the two versions of the pipe appear identical, as if a photographic image has simply been duplicated. However, on closer inspection, it's clear that these are two photographs taken at different positions. The angle of the second pipe has moved slightly towards the viewer, echoed by the shadows on the surface.
It's interesting to study museum objects using stereoscopy because there is often more concentration and awareness of the minute details often missed when looking at the real thing. I've had several museum curators and zoologists tell me the same thing when looking at specimens they know very well. There's another layer of intimacy and detail added.
Location of the display case of historic stereoscopes. Directly to the right of the first featured photo of the pipe, placed against the back wall of the gallery space, is a waist-high, grey-coloured table with a glass case. Inside, displayed against a black background, are three historic stereoscopes from Wellcome Collection.